from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One death in the Dominican Republic as a 48-hour strike cripples the capital. Former death row inmates in Jamaica give evidence at the inquiry into the August riots. And Chiquita Bananas is called to answer questions in Washington. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the first day of the planned two-day strike in the Dominican Republic, one man was shot dead and two others injured. Reports are the young man who was killed was sitting unarmed in front of his house in a poor northern Santo Domingo neighborhood when unidentified men in a truck opened fire, hitting and killing the man. Two others were shot and injured in the southwest of the capital. The strike, which is expected to continue tomorrow, is in protest against common power outages and other matters of dissatisfaction. And the strike effectively crippled normal activities in the capital today. I asked journalist Jean-Michel Carroir what was the full effect of the strike.
Well, at least in the capital city, Santo Domingo, especially in the northern part of the city, in the poor neighborhoods, almost nobody went to work. Most of the shops stayed closed. All the public administration, schools stayed closed as well, which is not the case in another part of the city, in the center of the